coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 2. And I will read. If you are using the church Bible, it must be page 966. If you are there, I will start to read. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you this morning. We want to praise you, give you honor, because you are worthy to be honored. Father, we thank you for your word that speaks the truth, your word that reminds us of who you are. Father, as we meet this morning, open our inner hearts so that we can come to terms with what you are saying to us. This is your word. Father, let your word have value in our lives. Let your word guide us. Let your word lead us. And let your word build us, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. This is the Father's word. This is the Father speaking. This is the Father reminding us of all those events that have happened before we were born. But before I start to speak to you today, I just want to thank you all for those who around here last week in the evening when we did our carol service. Thank you for your reading. Thank you for singing. Thank you for coming. We praise God. Sometimes we take these things for granted, but we forget to thank God. So this morning, as we are preparing, I think at home there are some glittering trees like the one behind me. Around them, there are boxes with presents, boxes of cards. Maybe the cards are displayed in the house. Well, in Matthew, it's not written that way. In Matthew, it's pointing exactly what happened on that day and exact place. So we are celebrating Christmas 2017, and we are saying 2,000 years after the birth of Jesus Christ, this happened. It says, according to Matthew, he wrote in his second chapter and said, simply says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. Do you agree with me? That's the Lord's word. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. That's what he said. If it was in a secular world today, we would say George was born in Chelmsford, or Polani was born in Bluweyo. Bluweyo is one of the cities in Zimbabwe. That was in the secular world. But this is, we are talking about God's son. It says Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. No other words to support that. It's as simply as it is. But I find people being confused today about this simple statement. Where was Jesus born? In Bethlehem in Judea. So my talk today, I've entitled it The Missing Link. Yes? If you don't have that knowledge of where Jesus was born and why, there is a missing link. So we want to bring that missing link in your thoughts this morning. Matthew is drawing us back to that prophecy which was said years back before even Jesus was born. Micah 5 verse 2, those of you who were here at the carol service, we read this verse. It says this, "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, yet out of you will come for me one who will be a ruler, for me one who will be a ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." This is it. But this time when it's happening now, these folks, they've already forgotten. Even Herod himself, being one of the clans of Israel, he's saying, "When you found out, come and tell me. Doesn't he know? Hasn't he heard?" We find people today as well behaving in the same way. Even though there's this prophecy about Jesus' birth, we've already forgotten about this birth. It was announced long ago before our birthdays come around. But now it's happening. It's around us. We have already forgotten. If your mind is like that, there is a missing link. We want to bring that link in your thinking, in your thoughts. The birth of Jesus was prophesied long ago, before you and me were even born. So today is coming to pass. Herod, in his wisdom, there is Simon, there is Anna, the old widow who was living by the temple. They were talking about the birth of Jesus. I don't know how he missed it. We might say it's Herod only who missed it. Some of us also miss it. The community where I live, they have missed it. They decorate their houses for Christmas celebrations. I knocked at the door of one of my neighbors and said, "What does it mean to celebrate Christmas? I don't know, Gilson. Everyone else is doing it, so I'm following it." So there is a missing link in such people. You should see how beautiful those houses are decorated. I think I told you the other day, I said, ours is the only one missing. All houses in 65 Century Road are glittering with lights. But there's something missing to them. This prophecy has eluded them. Maybe they've never heard about it, or they just want to ignore. Herod, I'm told this guy was so cruel. He had several wives. He killed one of them. He had sons. I think he killed some of his sons. Because he was so much in his authority. He thought there was a threat in his authority. So there was something missing. There was a missing link in Herod's life. He only was possessed by his kingship. But he's not the everlasting king. Maybe that's why he was worried. There was something missing in him. So when the wise men go to Jerusalem, they ask, they inquired. But look how God does these things. How come they went to the king? God led them to that very person. Why? Because God knew. So he had to be told. What has happened around him? He chose to ignore this prophecy. God led the wise men to him. They could have gone to someone else, or even in the street, to ask, "Have you heard about this Jesus?" Right now, if I ask you what's happening tomorrow, you all tell me it's Christmas celebration, isn't it? So the wise men could have spoken to anyone else. But it didn't happen that way, because God knew that there was a missing link in Herod's thinking. So he directed the wise men right to the palace. "Herod, Have you heard the news? We are looking about this King of Kings who is born. We saw his star, the star we've been following. Do you know where he was born? Herod scratched his head like he's not one of those people living around. He had no information. He said, wait on a minute. Who is this king? So the Bible says he calls his priests and the makers of the law. God is showing him there is a missing link in your thoughts. Maybe you have the same thoughts like Herod this morning. There's something missing about who Jesus is. So the makers of the law and the high priest came there and said to Herod, yeah, the King of Kings is to be born in this city. So everyone knew it. Was it only Herod? Why God chose the wise men to go to Herod? There was something missing in his mind. His thinking was lost. Here is one thing why the wise men were directed to him. Herod had a missing link. The missing link was all those sins he had committed. What am I going to do? Romans 5 verse 8 says this. But God demonstrated his love, his own love, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So it's only Jesus who could help Herod all those sins he had committed. He had killed, he was horrible to other people. So this time, he needs Jesus. So there was something missing in him. So God directed the wise men to him. Wow, what a beautiful thing. Maybe this morning, God has directed the wise men and the wise women we saw this morning acting in your life. This will remind you that, well, I saw that act in church that day. What does it mean? Do I have a missing link in my life? Yes, if you don't have Jesus in your life, there's something missing. There is a missing link. Jesus is the link that is missing in your life. Take him as your personal savior. Stop celebrating Christmas if you don't know what Christmas is all about. Stop buying those presents or decorating those trees at home if Jesus is not your personal savior. If you are just celebrating, there is a missing link in your life. You need Jesus. I'm sorry to say this. A lot of people today are like Herod. They just go with the crowd. But the most important thing is we need to know who this Jesus is. John 1 verse 29 says this. Look at the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Look, the Lamb of God who is born this Christmas. I want to remind you, Christmas has been there for believers. Christmas is that throughout the year. We are celebrating on the 25th to conscientize the world that the Lord, the King of Kings, was born on this day. So, we are not carried away. We've been with that throughout the year. But the world doesn't know. They only gather on the 25th to celebrate. For Christians, Christmas is there throughout the year. Do you agree with me? We celebrate Christmas right throughout the year. This is why we come here to gather and worship him. Because worshiping is on the mind and heart of God. So, who are these wise men? I'm told they were wise men from the east. Wow. Those are the Gentiles, brothers and sisters. They are going to the Jews to tell the Jews about the king who was predicted by the prophets years back. Have the Jews forgotten? Not really. The priest, the lawmakers were asking, and they said, yes, he is to be born today. So they knew. They deliberately wanted to ignore it. But hold on a minute. God is doing something here. He's also telling the Gentiles about this King of Kings. So no one is left. The Jews and the Gentiles now, they all have got the news about this Jesus Christ. But if you don't have this news or this information, there is a missing link in your life. Wow, 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 wow. But let's come to the gifts now they brought. I remember the other day I was speaking to mommy and she told me about these gifts as they are. I was shocked because I said, mommy, she said, we've been doing a Christmas play at nursery and there was Mary and Joseph and the wise men and they brought some gifts to Jesus. And I said, what were the gifts? She said, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
So I asked her, what were those gifts?
I tell you, I couldn't believe what I had. But anyway, if you didn't know, let me bring that missing link in your life today. Gold is meant for kings. And for you to extract gold from the ground, boy, a lot is involved. In South Africa, the gold mines are now, I understand, they are 3,000 feet deeper in the ground. To extract gold, a lot is involved. When you take it out, you need to smelt it, you need to mix it with mercury. So gold is extracted in such a difficult way. Hence, it was a fitting gift for kings. Hence, Jesus was given gold. What about frankincense? What are they for? They were used to anointing priests. So Christ is the perfect king. He's the perfect priest. He's our high priest. He is to be anointed. Hence, the wise men brought them. What about myrrh? Myrrh, I understand, is used for embalming dead bodies. Surely speaking, in my culture, when someone has given birth to a newborn child, you take gifts of clothing or money. Not myrrh. Right now, we've heard in the news, Prince Charles' second son, what's his name? Harry is going to engage, right? And the wedding is in May. Imagine on their wedding day, you take a condolence card to them. Really? You wouldn't do that? Take a condolence card on a wedding day. But the wise men, they had a foreknowledge because they could see in the future. They knew this was King of Kings. These things were needed for Jesus. He is King of Kings. He needed frankincense to be anointed as the high priest. He needed myrrh to embalm his body when he dies. So all these things were already lined for him. So if you didn't have that, there was a missing link in your knowledge. But why the wise men brought these gifts? But hold on. There's one important thing also that they did. You might not have frankincense, myrrh, and gold. But here is one thing. The wise men, when they got there, it says here, we have come to worship him. In verse 2. We have come to worship him. You might not have gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but you can come for worship. Do you agree with me? Jesus is pleased by your worship. Jesus loves your worship. This is why we are here. Listen to Herod as well. He was pretending he doesn't know this king. He was pretending. He says, when you have discovered where he is, come and tell me also, and I will go and... Come on, I want to hear your word. He said, I will go and what? That's Herod. Whether he meant it or he was kidding, that's his own problem. But God wants you and me to worship him. If you don't have that in your DNA, there's something missing. There's a missing link. You are here to worship him, nothing else. If you come here thinking this is a jolly club, there's a missing link in your life. We are here to worship Jesus Christ. Even the young people, Gemma and your friends, when you come here, we come to worship Jesus. You love it? Baza, we come here to worship Jesus. Adults, we are here to worship Jesus Christ. Even Herod, in his sinful nature, he said, I also want to come and worship him. My brothers and sisters, if we are not worshiping Jesus, let's stop celebrating Christmas. If we are not coming here to worship Jesus, let's stop coming to church. Yeah, we have asked you, tell my preacher told me, if I'm not worshiping Jesus, stop coming to church. We are here to worship Jesus Christ. We are here to worship Jesus Christ. Herod said, also I want to come and worship him, though he was lying. So, when the wise men got there, they saw the Lord Jesus Christ and they bowed down and worshipped him. Forget about the earthly rulers. Forget about our prime ministers. Forget about the earthly kings. Yes, obey them, the rules that they set for you. But don't worship them. Amen? Don't worship them. There is only one who is worthy to be worshipped. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. We worship him, only him. So this morning, as I finish, I want to say, have you brought your gold, your frankincense, your myrrh for the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is looking for those things to you, from you.
Wow. Some of you might say, I don't have frankincense, I don't have gold, I don't have myrrh.
Yes, you don't have. But you've got a heart. Jesus Christ is stopping, standing at the door of your heart now, knocking day in, day night, day in, day out. He's knocking. He knows you don't have frankincense, you don't have myrrh, you don't have gold, but you've got a heart. He's knocking. He wants to come in. He wants to come in. So open that door and let Jesus come in. My brothers and sisters, we are here for the glory of God. As we come to the end of 2017, we've gathered all these gifts throughout the year. You have been sitting on the fence for all this time, not knowing what to bring to Jesus. Jesus wants nothing from you. He wants your heart. He wants you to let him come in and gather what when he comes in, he will dine with you. Isn't that beautiful? You are highly honored. The King of Kings is knocking at the door. He's not demanding your gifts. He only wants one gift from you. He wants you to worship him. But the first thing he is asking you to do, open your heart and let him come in. I want to tell you, Jesus is worthy our worship. The Jews and the Gentiles all call him King of Kings. This Christmas, sorry, if you let the shepherds go on their own, you have got something missing. Let me bring back the missing link. When the shepherds go to witness the birth in the stable, why are you not joining them? Come and join the disciples, the shepherds. Come and see where this King of Kings has been born. Bring your gifts. He's looking for them. It's high time we recognize what God has done. He gave us his only son. Whoever believes in him will never perish, but should have everlasting life. Isn't that beautiful? Christ will give you everlasting life. Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you this morning. We want to thank you for bringing the missing link in our lives. Sometimes we get carried away and we forget what all these things mean. Sometimes scripture becomes like another ordinary novel in the library. But no, Father, this is your word. We might blame the Jews for ignoring that prophecy about the birth of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we are like that too. We get carried away. Father, help us to remember your word. Help us to value prophecy. Help us to understand what Jesus is here for. Jesus is here to give us everlasting life. He is the King of Kings. Father, receive this prayer of a sinful man like myself. Receive the openness of my heart. Christ has been standing at the door of my heart for years and years, knocking. This Christmas, I'm going to open my heart to let him come in forever. Thank you, Father, for today. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.